Let's continue with what we've been discussing the last couple of days. Somebody asked a question yesterday, which I thought was a very good one, and that is, when we talk about cutting a cake that has words on it on Shabbos, we mentioned that the Ramah brings down the name of some Rishonim in the name of the Mordechai, that one should be careful not to do so because that might be Mochek Midirabanan. It's not a biblical prohibition, because generally Mochek can only be violated when it's Mochek Al Menas Lichtov. It's only when I have intent to write after I erase this space. But anyway, that will be a potential isser, a potential problem of mochek midrabanan. So the question that somebody asked me yesterday was, let's say you have a cake that says happy birthday, and you don't want to cut the letters themselves, but you want, let's say, this child wants the H and that child wants the A. So when they eat it, as we mentioned yesterday, that's not a malacha of mochek because I'm just eating. And by the nature of my eating, I can't be in violation of a malacha by the time that this gets destroyed. However, what about me cutting a cake and not cutting through the letters, but cutting around the letters and thereby splitting up a pre-existing word? Is that called mochek or not? So we begin with a Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Perek Habona, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, where we're told, Amar Rabbi Abahu, when we know that there's a malach of kosev on Shabbos, there's a malach of writing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says clearly the only time you have violated the malacha is when you have kosev shtei osios b'Shabbos. Only if you write two letters on Shabbos are you in violation of the malacha. But if one only writes one letter, that would not be a malacha of kosev b'Shabbos. So says the Gemara, kosev os achas b'tiveria v'os achas b'tzipori. Ask the Gemara, what happens if I write one letter in New York City, the other letter in Florida, which is impossible because you can't get to both places in one day, but one letter in New York and the other letter in New Jersey, would that be a violation of kosev on Shabbos or not? Says the Gemara, yes, because one letter is here and one letter is there. Ask the Gemara, really, is that true? We know that if you write one letter on this wall of the house, and then you go to the other side of the house and you write another letter on the wall, you shouldn't be writing on any of the walls of the house, but sometimes people do. So you write a letter here, and then you go to the other side of the house, you write a letter there. Says the Gemara, that's putter. That would not be considered a malacha, because they're not together. So if you're saying that whenever two letters are not written one next to the other, it's not a malacha, how can you say that if I write one letter in New York and another letter in New Jersey, that would be considered a malacha? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers very simply. The way Rashi explains it is, there's a major difference between these two cases. When I write one letter on the front door of my house and one letter on the back door, the only way to get those two letters together is if I destroy the house, I cut down the door, and I put the two pieces of the door together, and now I have a letter. That's too far removed. That means at the time that I wrote it, this was not at all connected to what I wrote on the other side of the house, because in order to get the two letters together, it would take so much activity on my part, and therefore that would not be considered a prohibition of kosev. That's called mechusar maisa. There's so much that has to happen in order for these two letters to come together. However, if all that's missing is mechusar kreva, if all that's missing is that I have one letter that I wrote in New York and another letter that I wrote on a paper in New Jersey, and now all I need to do is take the two pieces of paper and put them next to each other, that's not lacking any maisa, that's just mechusar kreva. I wrote one letter here, one letter there, and now I just put the two letters together, that would be considered a malacha on Shabbos. And that is what the Gemara says, that mechusar maisa is considered lack of malacha of kosev, but mechusar kreva is not considered, it would not be something that would stand in the way. So if I write one letter here on a piece of paper, one letter somewhere else on a piece of paper, but I can easily put them next to one another, that would be a problem. And based on that, the Ramah has the following very common scenario that he addresses. Writes the Ramah, what is the halacha asher sha'alta mimenu, this that you asked me, imuter liftoach o linol b'Shabbos, on Shabbos am I allowed to open or close sefer hakosev alav mibachutz osios kederach shekosvim al hasvarim mibachutz? So let's say you take out a book from the library and they stamp on the top of the book with all the pages, they stamp the name of the library. And now that means every time that I open and close the book, what am I going to be doing? Destroying the words. So is that considered to be a problem or not? Am I allowed to read such a book on Shabbos where I know that by opening up a page, I'm going to now take apart the words that were once there? Is that a malacha of mochek? Says the Ramah, he's not exactly sure. He goes back and forth. And then he quotes this Gemara, where the Gemara says, if all you have is mechusar kreva, if somebody writes a letter here and a letter there, and then somebody else brings the two letters next to each other, the bringing itself is not called a malacha. The writing is the malacha. When I wrote letter A and letter B, that is the malacha, and all I need to do is put them next to each other. That already is considered a violation. So says the Rama, the mechusar kreva, the fact that they're not next to each other, is not a problem. It's the fact that you wrote the two letters in a way that they could be next to each other, that is the problem. And therefore, says the Rama, that means, again, this is a huge extension from the case that the Gemara gives, but the Rama says that means that if I have a situation where I separate a letter from another, that would not be called a malacha of mochek on Shabbos. Why? Says the Rama, because that's just mechusar kreva. Right? This already was written before, now I'm separating it, but all I need to do is put it back together. That would not be a malacha of mochek. Now that is a very controversial statement of the Rama, and in the Tshuva he gives about three or four reasons to explain why he thinks it's permissible to open a book that has words on it, but that's the basic raya that he brings is from this Gemara. And again, think about that for a minute, why it's so different. The case of the Gemara was talking about a case where I have one letter here, one letter there, and now I put them together, or one letter here, and now I separate them from one another. However, there are most cases where I'm taking an actual word. It says public library on it, and I take the word and I destroy the word. So there's nothing left at all. And yet the Rama says, since I can put it back together very easily, that would not be a problem. Who said that that's not a problem? That's not at all the same as the other situation that was described. But yet that is what the Rama says, and the Magen Avraham quotes this, Lehalacha in Simen Shin Mem. That is followed by the Magen Avraham quoting the Levush. The Levush lived in the times of the Beis Yosef, and the Levush writes that he doesn't agree at all, and he completely rejects what the Rama suggests here, and he says, Aster leposcham b'Shabbos, if you have one of those books from a public library, you would not be allowed to open the book on Shabbos. Misha mochek, sha'arei shover u'mochek ha'osios, kidei lachzor l'sogram, and aster misham kosev. When I want to close it again, I'm violating the malach of kosev, because I'm making two letters, two parts of a letter come together, and now I'm creating a word. And if I want to open it on Shabbos, I'm violating the malacha of mochek on Shabbos. And says the Levush, you would have no right to do that at all. The Magen Avraham says that although he has tremendous respect for the Rama, the Magen Avraham says here he's not totally convinced that the rayas, that the proofs that the Rama brings are totally correct. And therefore he says that we should be machmir like the Levush, and not open one of those books on Shabbos. So this is a major discussion there that the Magen Avraham has, and the Taz, and everybody gets involved there. The Mishneh Berurah in the end says that really, it's seen, again, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah often, you'll find that the Mishneh Berurah is usually a big machmir on many different things. And he reversed the psak from the Aruch HaShulchan, who's very mekel often. The Mishneh Berurah reversed the psak, and often he's very machmir. Over here, this is an unusual circumstance where the Mishneh Berurah is very mekel. And the Mishneh Berurah says, the Rama is the Rama. How do you reject the Rama? The Rama says that he thinks it's mutter for three or four reasons, and therefore says the Mishneh Berurah, me'ikar adin, if you have one of those books from the library, and it has a stamping on it with the name of the library, it would not be a problem, says the Mishneh Berurah, it would not be any issue to open it on Shabbos, because all you're doing is separating a word, and that is not called a malacha, because it can very easily be put back together, that is not a problem at all. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, in the name of the Chayei Adam, im yeshlo sefer acher, if you have another option, then maybe you should try to make everybody happy and not use this book on Shabbos. Now, what exactly does he mean? So if all I'm using is a siddur, so there are 100 other siddurim. What if I took a book out of the library? So what does it mean you have another option? I have an option to read another book, but not this book. This book is what interests me. I'm not interested in the other book. I read it already. So what do you mean? When you say, im yesh lo sefer acher, you should try to be machmir, what does that mean, sefer acher? Does it mean if I have two volumes of the same book, and I can easily take this one or that one, obviously we would tell the person not to get involved in the machlokas. But what if I'm interested in reading this book, and I have no interest in reading the other one, is that called yesh lo sefer acher? So that's a big discussion, what exactly does the Mishneh Berurah mean here? But that is what the Mishneh Berurah says, that me'ikar adin we paskin like the Rama, that really there should be no problem at all. However, if a person is able to be machmir, they should try to, im yesh lo sefer acher. So Rav Moshe has a beautiful tshuva where he discusses something that comes up in many, many shuls, and we have it in our shul as well. Somebody goes and gets psicha in the shul. And as you're doing psicha, what happens? So here, it happens to be that the parochas has all the words on one piece of cloth, and then you open and close and nothing happens. But in some shuls, and the main shul is what we have,
where you split the paroches. You open it in two different directions, which means, it says over here, Avinu Malkeinu Psach Sharei Shamayim L'Tfilaseinu, there's a split down the middle, and then when you open up the Yaron, you're basically destroying the words. So Rav Moshe asked, am I allowed to do psicha on Shabbos when you have an Aron Kodesh that has words, and by opening up the paroches in two different directions, I'm going to now be destroying the words that were on there? Says Rav Moshe, isn't that a part of this whole discussion? Isn't that similar to everything we've been speaking about? And then if you want to take it a step further, you can talk about whether or not one is allowed to play Scrabble on Shabbos, or Bananagrams, or any of these games where you have words that come together, and when I take them apart, I'm now destroying a word, but it's very easy to put them together. Mechusar kreva, if all that's missing is that they're not next to one another, and therefore you cannot read the word, is that called a malacha of mochek or not? That is a very interesting discussion that comes about from all of this, and Rav Moshe talks about it, in fact, in Arachayim Chelek Dad, where he says, Psichas haparoches shemila achas ksuva b'shnei chatzaeha b'shabbos. He says, where you have one word, that half of the word is on this part and half of the word is on the other part, and when I pull the string, or I pull the two parts away from one another, it's now going to be a destruction of that word. Haparocha sha'asu la'aron kodesh b'shnei achatzaim v'kasav alav, and it says on it whatever it says. So Rav Moshe has a whole discussion about that, and he says that l'chora that should play into this whole discussion that the Rama raises about breaking apart a word. So now back to the case of the cake. I have a cake that says happy birthday. And I know from the shiur yesterday that I'm not going to cut the word itself. Why? Because that would be a potential problem of mochek. Well, why isn't that the same as this? The answer is the Achronim say it's not the same. The Rama himself explains why it's not the same. Because there you're going to cut it and you're not going to put it back together. By the book that you open up, I open the book, I destroy the word public library, now I put it back together 5 minutes later. In this case, we're talking about you cut a piece of cake, you destroy the word, and now you're going to eat the piece of cake, and you're not going to put it back together. So that is more of an issue, that is why the Rama discusses it here. But what about if I'm not destroying the word, I'm just isolating a letter from another letter? So I cut around the H, and that's one piece. I cut around the A, and that's another piece. I cut around the P, that's a third piece. So I have not destroyed any letters, but I have taken apart a word. That is mechusar kreva, right? A word that used to be next to each other and now they're separated. Is that a problem or not? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes about this in the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa as well as in the Shulchan Shlomo, a few places he has where he has this thought. And he says, well, let's take a parallel from another halacha, which is mechikas Hashem. We know that if you have the Shem Hashem that is written, you're not allowed to destroy it. Now, what does it mean you're not allowed to destroy it? So in a very simple level, it means if you have Yud Kei Vav Kei and you take an eraser and you erase it off of the paper, that would be mechikas Hashem. Now what about if instead of doing that, I take the paper and I cut it in half? So it used to say Yud Kei Vav Kei next to each other, and now I take the piece of paper and I, with the scissors, I slice the paper in half so it no longer says Yud Kei Vav Kei on one paper. Is that called a malacha on Shabbos? I'm sorry, is that called mechikas Hashem or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that yes, when I go and I split something that has Hashem's name on it and now it no longer reads the way it used to, that might be mechikas Hashem. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that does not mean that you translate that halacha to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Not every time that we talk about the definition of mochek does it mean the same thing, which is a problem today. A lot of people do research today by putting in keywords into Bar Ilan searches or whatever it may be. So if you put in mochek, you say, oh, mechikas Hashem by erasing Hashem's name, mochek on Shabbos, same thing. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not the same thing at all. By mechikas Hashem, it would be considered erasing God's name even if I just split down the middle and it's no longer able to be read the way it was. However, over here he says, you would not define the malacha of mochek on Shabbos based off of that. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that if you have one of those cakes and you want to cut a piece in order that each piece will have one of the letters that was once the word happy birthday, that would not be a problem of mochek because by definition, I'm not destroying anything. All I did was I separated the H from the A from the P, and that is not called the defining characteristic of mochek. And that's why in the Tshuvas of the OU, my father wrote that their policy is the following. Bu'uga sheyesh aleha ksav. When you have a cake that has writing on it for whatever the simcha is, whatever the occasion might be. Verotzim lechatcha b'Shabbos, and now they want to cut it on Shabbos. So we mentioned yesterday that you should be careful not to slice in the middle of the words, because that might be a isra d'rabbanan of mochek on Shabbos. However, he writes that if you want to just chotech bein ha'osios, I just want to cut between the letters. I want to have one person have
a piece of cake that has this letter on it, and the next piece of cake is going to go to the next, but I'm not destroying any letters itself, I'm just taking apart a whole word and now splitting it up into many different components. He writes, Ein baya b'chlal, that would not be problematic at all. And in fact, there's a major discussion in the Achronim as well, which is very interesting to me. What if you have a situation where a sitter, this happens very often, you have a sitter that one of the pages is ripped, right? So we have Art Scroll Siddurim here that are used every day, and therefore sometimes the page rips. Sometimes when that happens, people have the decency to go to the office, tape the page, and put it back on the shelf. More often than not, when somebody rips a page of the sitter, they just stick it right back into the sitter and assume that the next person will figure it out. So what happens? I take a sitter on Shabbos and I see there's a page that's coming out. I realize somebody ripped it. So now I want to read the whole page of the sitter, so I hold that ripped part of the page next to the other part, and now I'm making words. Is that called a malach of kosev on Shabbos? Would that be a problem? So the Achronim say, of course not. Why? Because everything was already written. What did I do? All I'm doing is holding this next to that, and that would not be considered an issue at all. That's part of the discussion that is what emerges from the Ramah's Tshuva here, where the Ramah talks about that library book, where you have the stamp on the top of the book that says public library. Would that be an issue to open or close that on Shabbos? And again, that really has its roots in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalid, when the Gemara talks about somebody who writes one letter here and one letter there, and then you take the two pieces of paper and put them next to one another. Would that be considered a malacha, or perhaps it would not? Reb Chanani